Lebanon's Prime Minister has denied reports he's being held against his will in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Saad Hariri says he plans to return to Lebanon within days and even indicated he may withdraw his resignation. The political crisis has highlighted the increasing tension between his Saudi backers and its archenemy Iran, which has the backing of the Lebanese Shiite militia Hezbollah. Anne Barker reports.
It's the first time Lebanon's Prime Minister has spoken publicly since his shock resignation nearly 2 weeks ago, announced from Saudi Arabia. I submitted my resignation. I know it's not the regular resignation process for any Prime Minister, but I had to take some security measures to return back safe and sound, he said. In an hour-long interview on Lebanon's Future TV, the channel he owns, Saad Hariri denied reports he'd been kidnapped by the Saudi regime or was in any way being detained against his will, and he said he would return to Beirut within days. Though political analysts, including Rami Khoury from the American University in Beirut, aren't convinced that Hariri isn't somehow a captive of the Saudi regime.
He just didn't look like he was naturally speaking. The things he was saying are a bit unusual. The way he was saying them, physically, the way he looked, he was tearing up a little bit at one point. And he just didn't look, relaxed and normal. He looked as a man under great stress.
The political crisis has exposed the complicated and volatile divisions that underpin Lebanese politics and threaten to destabilize not only Lebanon, but the broader region. It was the same Sunni, Shiite, Christian and Druze factions that fought Lebanon's long civil war, at times backed by rival regional powers, that make up today's government. Saad Hariri is Lebanon's most powerful Sunni Muslim, backed by the Saudis, while Shiite Hezbollah, backed by Iran, is not only a powerful force in the government, but a key player in neighbouring military conflicts. In Syria, for example, and the war in Yemen, where the Houthis fight to take control, is in effect a proxy war between the Saudis and Iran. And it's against this background that Saad Hariri says he was compelled to resign to save Lebanon from imminent danger. I wanted to cause a positive shock for the Lebanese in order to know what a dangerous place we're in, because we can't continue this way. Mr. Hariri, whose own father and Prime Minister before him, Rafik Hariri, was assassinated in 2005, has expressed fear for his own life. But he's hinted he may withdraw his resignation if Hezbollah sticks to an agreement not to interfere in regional conflicts. We're too small to intervene in these conflicts, he says. Why do we put ourselves in the middle? We're in the eye of the storm. We have Islamic State militants. We have Al-Qaeda and the Syrian regime. And we want to intervene in other places. Why is that? Many Lebanese suspect that Saad Hariri is under house arrest as part of a Saudi plan to destroy his coalition with Hezbollah, though the crisis has drawn many on all sides together. Sheikh Hariri represents all Lebanese people, and that's why all Lebanese want him to return. We still consider him the Prime Minister, says Jamal Itani, the head of Beirut's municipality. But Rami Khoury says the Saudis are delusional if they think they can use Saad Hariri to weaken Hezbollah and in turn weaken Iran.
If they think they're going to do it by bringing the whole country to its knees, for instance, economic strangulation, or possibly military action by them or the Israelis or the Americans or some combination. Whatever they're thinking, it's unlikely to work.
If he's correct, Prime Minister Hariri could be back in Lebanon later this week.
Anne Barker reporting.